Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE. Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Desiring you in everything. Who is the you? Desiring yourself to start with. Desiring the goodness, the godness, the goddessness within you. So you can see from a God perspective. So you can see that there's truly, 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 truly nothing to prove. Only truth to share. Because when you're coming from that place of truth, of love, of compassion, joy, fulfillment, there's nothing to defend. There's nothing to prove. And you set yourself free. You set yourself free to embrace the moment, to embrace what's showing up, and to embrace the other. And you can say, you know, you don't have anything to prove. Only truth to share. Isn't that freeing? That's what it's about. Setting ourselves free. Valerie Joy. That song is Set Me Free. That's a prayer right now. That right where you are, whatever you're going through and growing through, that you are free to choose a higher thought, that you are free to choose love, that you are free to see through the eyes of God. Because when you see through the eyes of God, everything is redeemed, everything is restored, everything is renewed. You are free to choose again. Valerie Joy, Set Me Free. Her website address is valeriejoy.com. ValerieJOI.com to find out more about Valerie. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Even now, even this very moment, you have become the healing center, the healing space, and the healing place. Your thoughts, your words, your actions right now is going out into the ether, sending out a vibration, a ripple of blessings. If you just think about it, think of a pebble dropped into a river, an ocean, and see that ripple. Just feel that energy. See that energy just rippling from you into the ethers. So wherever you are, your office, your home, your car, your cubicle, your basement, penthouse, just see that energy of love, of gratitude, of thankfulness. Just going out of, from outside of you, just moving out and spreading into wherever you are, the neighbors, the office, the next cubicle, the next building, your neighborhood. Catch a smile. Just catch a smile. If you can't catch it, just put a smile on your face. Don't catch it, just put it in there. Because I dare you to smile and not feel good. I don't care. Just stay with it a little longer. Just smile. I feel that energy just radiating from you and going out into the universe. Just feel that energy of people who feel they just have a point to prove they have to be right. Just smile. And feel that smiling energy, that smiley energy. Just feel it just radiating from within you. Take a breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. You make a difference. You just did. You've added more to the planet than one negative thought. Because in that moment, you joined forces with other people that were listening. So all the other thoughts that you've had that wasn't quite an expression of love, you've dissolved that right now. And I'm grateful for you. Joining hands, joining forces, joining consciousness to share truth, because that is our intention. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and I am here. I am here. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And all the shows are archived, so if you miss a part of the show, we have made sure that you never go a day without Life Coach Ade. We want to make sure that you're all filled up, that you're activated, that you're passionate. Because when you make sure, when you take a dose of life coach a day in a day, it keeps the troubles away. You can remember something you said by calling in, something you read in the chat room, something I said, something you thought of when you heard somebody put something in the Ask Life Coach at a family. It triggers a thought of maybe aha moment. So when you're having a challenge, you remember that, and that certainly will keep the troubles away. Your life depends on it. You need you. So be good to you. The show is archived, as I said, and those of you who are listening through Blog Talk Radio, I know that you signed in using your Facebook account, right? You did, didn't you? Yes. And those of you who are listening to other platforms, yeah, you know, it's cool. That's cool, too. But just we ask that you share the show with your friends, you share with your lovers, you share with your haters, a.k.a. confused cheerleaders, and make sure you share it with your enemies. Because, you know, your enemies are really your enemy. So when you share it with your so-called enemy, you're really sharing it with the inner you that is extending out of you. So that you really don't have an enemy. You're nothing but love. You're love in action. You're God in action. Your life is the life of God. So if your life is the life of God and we are one, then everyone else is an expression of who and what God is. So when we have thoughts of somebody being our hater or judging us, it's just a thought that needs to be corrected, that needs to be tweaked, a thought that needs to be power washed with truth and love and understanding. Ah, life is good, it's getting better. The number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad if you're already listening on the phone lines. And if not, when you do call in, press 1 on your keypad. Today we're getting in touch with our vulnerabilities. We're afraid to go there sometimes. I can't be vulnerable because people will be, they'll mistreat me. You know? But the truth is, when you're vulnerable, you are in your power. And when you're in your power, when you remember who and what you are, you can truly exhale and get ready to release stress of defending yourself. Because when you seek to defend yourself, when you wake up wanting to defend yourself, there is a thought that you can be attacked. I hear the mind saying, what do you mean? Of course I can be attacked. I'm getting attacked by my neighbors, in my neighborhood, by people from other country, the vendor next door who's taking more than their space, my neighbor who's saying I need to cut down this tree that I love so much. No. If you're being attacked, guess what? It's a reflection. It's a reflection of your soul. What I mean, get this. It's the reflection of God, God activating you, reminding you that you're not guilty. The reflection of love is reminding you, if you're feeling attacked, you are not guilty, because only those that think or believe they're guilty believe they deserve to be attacked. And when you believe you're guilty, you're not standing in the truth. And when you're not standing in the truth, in your truth, you're truly on shaky ground. And when you're on shaky ground, you might want to hold your sword and say, don't nobody come near me. I'll cut you. Don't come near me. But you can free yourself from the prisons of proving yourself and just focus on your soul salvation and step into the truth of who you really are. It's a process. It's a journey. And as I'm speaking, as you're listening, yeah, I'm sure thoughts are being inspired for you. And you're saying, but what about this? But what about that? I am not here to defend my point of view. I am only here to share truth. And whatever you believe is whatever you believe. If it's working for you, we let it be. But if it keeps you on guard, it keeps you stressful, do some work. We'll talk more about that. We're going to talk about forgiveness and lots more. Ah, can you feel that energy that is radiating down on us, through us? Life is good, you know. Life is really good. Life is so good that some people couldn't believe it. They decided to convince you that life is a bitch, that life is best, that life is horrible, that life is hard, because it was so good. They said, I'm not going to allow myself to believe that. Oh, no, no. You know, when you surrender, when you become like nature, because nature doesn't try to prove itself. The trees, the flowers, the insects, even while they bite you, they're not trying to prove themselves. They're trying to survive. They're trying to do what they do. And sometimes I might have to help them celebrate their birthday. Because if they suck my blood or bite me, I'm going to help them celebrate their birthday to the spirit realm. Like, bam, gotcha, happy birthday. Like, oh, my God, I was biting through some flesh, and the next thing I know, I'm seeing the light. It is my pleasure to help the infant celebrate their birthdays. But those who don't want to celebrate their birthdays know not to come to me. But anyway, we're taking your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your fears, your worries, your vulnerabilities. Bring it. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And if you can't call in because they're just people around you, they're just like, maybe you just can't call in because you don't want to call in. For whatever reason, I don't really care why you don't want to call in. But because I want to hear from you, we have a lot of opportunities for you to get in touch with us. So we have the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show fan page, Ask Life Coach at a Like page, at ADE. You can post your questions on there, whatever you want to post on there. Yeah. Trust me, I know the family I'm with. Whatever you want to post in there, we'll receive it. And if you're acting a fool, there's a delete button. So that's why I don't have to prove a point. I can choose what I want in my life, but anyway. And some of you use the Live Conversations Radio like page. That's fine, too. It's a little bit more work for us to do. But if you don't do Facebook, can't get on Facebook, don't want people to see what you're thinking, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, LifeConversationsMedia.com. Click the Life Conversations Radio tab menu. And then click, just follow through the, I'm reading and talking. Don't do that. You know that doesn't work. You get distracted. Stay in the moment. Okay, so click the Life Conversations Radio button, and then there'll be a drop menu, and just click Ask Ade, and there's an email. Just fill it in. You don't have to use your name if you don't want to. But I dare you to use your name, to show up as who you are. I dare you to call in, as a matter of fact. Put a voice to your thoughts. And let the world know, well, listen, I don't have anything to prove. Nothing to prove. I'm just sharing my truth. If that upsets you, I'm sorry. I can't help you. Only you can help you. Let's see. What else I need to tell you? Today, 7 p.m. Eastern. Ambassador is back. The Play Experience with Ambassador Sofera. The Play Experience with Ambassador Sofera, even. And her guest is a chiropractic doctor, which helps us. What is going on in the chat room? Okay. Her guest is a chiropractic doctor that recognized that he is here to serve, an amazing man. And he's going to share with us, would you listen or listen to the archive, how the importance of getting aligned, because every part of your spinal column is aligned with part of your organs. Make sure you tune in. Don't miss that. 7 p.m. Eastern, the Play Experience. Play, P-L-A-Y, purposely loving and appreciating you, yourself. Did you play with yourself today? Did you purposely love and appreciate yourself today? If you didn't, do it now. Give yourself a hug. And if you're in an office space, you know, you tell people around, don't worry. If you know, maybe you're listening on your Bluetooth and you're walking in, just put your arms around yourself as if you're scratching your shoulders up. Nobody would know. But I dare you to just go ahead and stop and go, I love myself. Now, that will freak people out. Okay. Yes, I dare you. Now, if you're driving, keep your hands on the steering wheel because you might. We don't want drama, okay? We want you to love yourself while you're on this planet. Okay, so what else I need to tell you? Upcoming guest next week, we have Dr. Charles Richards. We're talking about the psychology of wealth. The psychology of wealth, we're talking about money, your relationship with money. Understand your relationship with money and achieve prosperity. And how you treat your money is how you treat other relationships in your life. You know that? As a matter of fact, how you treat your money, your thoughts about your money, they're really your thoughts about yourself. Ooh, don't scare them away. Wait till they come back on Monday. Okay, cool. And then on Tuesday we have Bridget. But you can check out all of that. Well, I'm going to put the link in here because we don't have the link on the new site yet. But the old site, which is just too long to give you the details, I'll put it up here. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I do it because I feel to do it. That's why. I have nothing to prove, only truth to share. So I want people to know who's coming up. There's a link in the chat room. For Saggy, welcome, welcome, welcome. Silent listeners, Teresa, welcome. My co-producer is in the house. We have Tam Tam in the house. Celeste, welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you all for tuning in. Life is good. It's getting better. I think I'm supposed to tell you something else, but you know when you have a thought and it's behind. Yeah, that's what it is. I got it. 1 o'clock, celestial moment. here's a teaching moment. And that's something that I'm really learning. As you know, I've been doing radio shows now since 2004. And every day is a new day. And I'm still learning. I'm still getting better. I'm still improving. I'm still saying, oh, don't do that. Do this. Improve that. Improve that. Improve this. Drop that. Let that go. You know, all kind of stuff. But anyway, I'm learning more and more that the more I surrender, the more I let go, the more I try not to be perfect, the easier it is for me to hear the voice, to connect, to sense the nudge from within, to be led to the right book, the right website, the right thought. That's the key. That's the key. I mean, just this, you can just, if you don't listen to the show, this show, it's just this show. Make sure you come back again and listen to the archive. But if you just stop listening now, if you catch this, you got it. The key is when we can allow ourselves to surrender to the moment, to surrender to the struggle, to surrender to the pain, to surrender to the confusion, you will catch a new awareness and you would see that you've been struggling to make a point, to prove a point, to make yourself up, to look like something that you think you're not. But when you catch that wonderful gift of surrender, you can just breathe in and go, ah. All I need to do is be me. All I need to do is be me. Now, don't get it twisted. That people say, well, I don't know why people are trying to just please other people to do this. All you got to do is be yourself. That's so true. But we have been conditioned to be something that we're not. We have been conditioned to believe that we are our own belief system. We've been conditioned that, you know, if you belong to a spiritual organization, then you're supposed to act a certain kind of way. If you have a certain kind of belief, you're supposed to be a vegetarian, or you're supposed to be a vegan, or you're supposed to always carry a Bible around, or you must always meditate, or you must always chant, or we become hostage to a belief system that's supposed to set us free. And when we become a hostage to a belief system that's supposed to set us free, that we embrace because we wanted to be free, we end up trying to prove a point to others because we are in bondage. But when you surrender and you welcome all of life and you can say, no, I don't want that today. I'm making a different choice. Okay, well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But you know, right now, that's just what I feel. In that moment, you're expressing nothing but the truth of who you are, joy, peace, passion, understanding, goodness, mercy, all that God is, the fruits of the Spirit, that's who we really are. That's why we're all seeking to remember that, to experience that. We want people to love us unconditionally. We want to feel peace. We want to feel freedom. We want all this. I want to tap into my creativity. I wish I could be more authentic. Why? Why are we wanting to want? Because there is something innately within us that is telling us it is the truth of your being. But the journey of life has been nicely designed, orchestrated, that we've created a space, a planet, where the school, if you will, that we will experience ourselves as who we are not in order to appreciate who we really are. It is a journey. It is a journey. And you will never be done. Because even when you leave the body, the journey continues. There are many soul levels, you know. There are many soul levels. And some souls need to come back and practice something else. And coming back in human language could be like, oh, well, that means you didn't get it right. No, absolutely not. When you brush your teeth, does that mean you didn't brush your teeth well yesterday? When you take a shower, does that mean you didn't do a good job last night? When you take a bath? No, it's just every moment is an opportunity to be made new. And the journey of your soul, of your life, of your spirit is to remember that it is love, that it is God, that you are God in action, that your life is the life of God. So whatever you're going through and growing through, it is perfect. And so it is. We'll be back on Monday. No, that's true. That's not true. I'm just being silly. I have to drop that in. That's what I felt. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on Life Conversations Radio Network. Speaking of which, next Friday, August 3rd, the Ask Life Coach at a radio show will now be syndicated on the Inspire Radio Network. So every Friday at, is it 8 p.m. Eastern? Let me see. Actually, why don't I just go to their website, Elaine Marie's website. That's too challenging. Let's go here. I'll tell you. So those of you who are new listeners and you missed some of the shows or whatever the case may be, I just want to hear something. Why do we do that? It's the thing where you're, I think we're afraid of the silence sometimes. Okay, let me pick that up. I know it's August 3rd, it's a Friday, and I will tell you exactly when, right in this moment, call now. And whenever I pull it up, we'll be right now. So we're expanding. Lots is happening here. And while I do that, I can tell you about some other expansion. Make sure you go to pleasefund.com/pages/347. pleasefund.com/pages/347. Like the number you call to share your love. And it's another opportunity for you to share your love with us as we expand and grow. We're asking for your donation, your love, energy. And if right now you can't do the money thing, you can post a link on your wherever. Tweet it, post it on Facebook, post it wherever. Shout it, I don't care. And every donation, whatever you donate, there's something we're giving back in return. Oh, well, I can't find it. I release and let go. But if you go to inspirebroadcasting.com, all the information is there. How's everybody feeling today? What is going on? What brought you here today? Is it you came for your daily dose of inspiration, like foresight you would say? did you saw the title and like, what does that mean? Or did you think, I'm coming to tell him that I have a lot to prove. I don't know what he's talking about because everybody ain't ready for truth. Sometimes you just got to prove yourself. Whatever they share it. It's Thursday. And we can unwind. I want to hear your thoughts. Maybe you're having one of those moments. I can't resist it. I got to do this. Hello, Rebecca. Hello, Glenda. Hello, Flacco. Don Wolf. Ade. How are you doing? It's so nice to see you, Flacco. You dig? I can dig. Listen, there's somebody listening on the phone line. His name is Flacco. Well, that's not his name, actually. Ouch. And then Don Wolf. Gregory. He talks like this. God, hey, I just love your work. How are you doing, my brother? You know? Oh, gosh, I am a mess. Yes, I am. I am a mess, and I'm embracing my mess, so I become the message. And when I become the message, I can deliver the message. I become the messenger of love. Life is good, it's getting better. What was I going to say before I start tripping? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you're having one of those moments where you're going, Glenda, I love that. 347-426-3346. If you missed yesterday's show, you've got to listen to yesterday's show. So today we're talking about you don't have anything to prove, only truth to share. What does that bring up for you? What is activated for you when you hear that? When you think of how you live your life, how often are you trying to prove yourself? How often are you trying to prove your point? How often are you trying to discredit other people? How much of your energy do you invest in criticizing and judging others? Yes, CSJ, the answer is yes. How, you know, that's the thing. Now, here's the thing. That's the thing. Here's the thing. The thing is, the no thing that is everything is God. That wasn't what I was going to say. But here's the thing. Life is a journey. And we are all going through it, growing through it. And there are going to be some moments where we are proving ourselves. Because someone will activate something within us. And, you know, we feel the activation and it's like, ow, it stings. And the automatic mind kicks in. Just a punch in my kicks in. Oh, I can't let them get away with that because I don't want them to think I'm a punk. I don't want them to think I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, I know why she said that. She's saying that because, you know, she just thinks I'm not good enough. So we go back and say, you know what? I'm tired of your, you getting in the way of what I'm, you better call Tyrone. But you know, what people say, what people think, is really an expression of their consciousness. It's really an expression of their consciousness. So when we, as we do our spiritual work, as you take time to meditate, as you take time to be still, you can create the space for others to see themselves. Then it's not a fight. We're not trying to prove. How many people have died because people were trying to prove a point? How many people have ended up in jail because they were trying to prove a point? Some people killed their friend. They disabled their friend. They shot them in the spine because they were trying to prove a point. And of course, a lot of us are in this point cafe called Facebook. We all have points and opinions and thoughts and ideas. We all have something we want to share. This is how I see the world. We want to be loving, or we want to be judgmental. We want to be this. But you know what? Can you create a space for others to express their pain, their grief, their trauma, their joy, their excitement, their creativity, their insight, their wisdom, and just allow it? That's the question. That's what we've been asked to do. Who is asking us to do that? What is asking you to do that? You are asking you to do that. You came here to be the face of God, to be the place where God gets to recognize itself to be love. I'm going to take a break, and then I want to share something with you from Lisa Iverson's book. She mentioned this yesterday, The Hospice for Patriarchy. And that's a chapter. And there's something here that is important for us. And that, you know, until we, I know this sounds redundant, until we really heal ourselves, until we're willing to tell the truth about our pain, it will be difficult. It will be hard to share truth. I mean, we may be sharing our personal truth. You don't understand what I've gone through. That's your truth. You may have gone through some serious, painful time. You may have had some painful experiences. That is your personal truth. But when I say you don't have anything to prove, only truth to share. I'm talking about the spiritual truth. What does it look like? It's a spiritual truth when you turn on the radio, you come on Facebook. I'm going to take a break, but just bear with me. When you turn on the television and you go on Facebook or you go on the Twitter account and you hear the somebody threw tear gas and start shooting people, the people died, and something in you goes, oh my God. And you feel the pain and you feel compassion. You may even feel anger. You may even feel rage. Before you can think, something in you calls out. The love in you calls out. That's what life is about. You are beauty in action. You are beautiful. And for those that are on a spiritual walk, that are on this path, we are being called to be love in action, beauty in action, unconditional love in action. And that's an ongoing journey. So we start with ourselves and we start with our family members. Those that think, ooh, you cuckoo, something wrong with you. Those who have different religious beliefs. Those who say you are of the devil. And then you can just smile. Say, I'm of the devil. No, you don't even have to take responsibility for the statement I'm going to say. Just say I said it. You say, I'm of the devil? Really? Wow. You know what comes to mind? There's a guy I listen to. He's kind of wacky, but, you know, he'll just say some nice things every now and then. And he said, if you spot it, you got it. Like, what you mean by that, see? No, I don't know. But he said, if you spot it, I guess if you spot that I am the devil, I am off the devil. Ooh, maybe you got it. And if they really get mad and they want to go at you, say, wait. There's something else he says. But this might help you. He also says that if you spot it, you heal it. So if you see the devil in me, just go ahead and heal it, baby. Please help me. I need Jesus. And for those of us who don't do the devil thing, oh, maybe you're even twitching as you hear me say that and talk about Jesus. Just think of the ego. Those of us in the New Thought community, the ego is our devil. Yes, I said it. Oh, I'm trying to be loving, but my ego gets in the way. Our Christian brothers can say, you know, ooh, I want to be so Christian, but the devil was just busy. It's the same thing. And those who don't believe in God and believe in all the other stuff, like, yeah, it's all that negative thoughts. Just negative thoughts that came out. We all have something we got to blame. But guess what? You are the thinker that's thinking the thoughts that creates the experience. You are the thinker that thinks the thoughts that creates your experience. So if you don't like what you're feeling, if you don't like what you're seeing, if you have judgments, don't be judgmental about your judgment. Just say, come here. Man, get you. Just come over here. Just relax. I know for us men, sometimes it's hard for us to be loving. Give me a beer. I'm going to hang out with my boys. Woo, life is good, it's getting better. 347-426-3346. I dare you to call in us. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many chips in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ah,
the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, Jack Armstrong. Thank you. It's a time to be grateful right now. Let's just all join hands together. You know, I am under no illusions that sometimes life can be challenging. But, you know, we are all being called to show up. And when you show up, you allow God, goodness, to show out. You allow the good to show out. You show up and say, here I am, use me. And I am grateful for the sister who is listening all the way in Saudi Arabia. I got you. We got you. We're holding you in consciousness. We are in charge of you and allow the God in you to nurse you, to make you feel whole and complete. Because what other people think about you ain't none of your business. The only thing that's your business is what you think about yourself. And we're sending love all the way down to Saudi Arabia. Philip, watch it. Close your eyes. I said, close your eyes. You're laughing at close your eyes. I know, it's weird. Now, here it comes. You're going to feel this love. Take a breath. You're going to feel all this love coming to you. 3, 2, 1. Whoosh. I feel like I send you a mojo. All is well, and everything that you're going through is for your spiritual development. What can you learn from the challenges? What can you learn from the pain that you're going through? What is the lesson that you need to see? You are an expression of goodness. You're an expression of God. And only people that feel that they have something to prove, they hurt others because they just like, I got to prove myself. And once again, really, the truth is hurt people. Some people are hurting you. I mean, sometimes they're loved ones. It's kind of crazy, you know, people we call our loved ones hurting us. That does some stuff to the mind. My loved one hurt me. Like, they love you, but they hurt you? Well, first of all, we can flip the meaning of being hurt, not look at it as something bad. It does hurt, but not looking at something bad. It does hurt, I know, but not judging hurt, because hurt means there is something in you that needs to be healed. So the loved one have direct access to that part of you that is pure, that is authentic. They have direct access to that inner child, that child that was abused, that was never praised, that was criticized, that was judged, that was kicked around, that was abused, that was all the other stuff. You know the stuff. You can go on all day talking about that. But because they love us, we put down our guard. We don't feel like we have to protect ourselves most of the time. And because we don't have our shields up, because, you know, some of us are still healing, they go straight to that button. Ouch! But you know, really, if you're ready to flip that, they're helping you recognize something in you that needs to be healed. Think about where you are right now in the past. Think about a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago, yesterday. That the things that people say to you now that you just laugh or don't even recognize, that you know a year ago, 2 years ago, or whenever, that if someone had said that to you, you'd be like, I know they didn't talk to me like, oh, I don't let nobody talk to me like that and get away with it. But now you can just say, yeah, it's a call for love. It's a call for love. love is not airy-fairy. It's not this, well, love and no, love is the most powerful force in the universe, and that force is you. That means you are the most powerful force in the universe. So when you tell people, don't play with me, let them know I'm powerful. I can transform your consciousness. I can heal all your mess. And you will catch the message. And before you know it, you'll be teaching the message like me. Don't play with me. I am powerful. Why do we feel we need to prove ourselves, defend ourselves? As a matter of fact, I'll share this experience too before I read out of, it makes sense actually, to read out of, I'm looking at a book. What's her name? Lisa Reed. Yeah, reading helps. Lisa Iverson. So we had a show yesterday, Ancestral Blueprints, and a gentleman joined us, came in, kind of the tail end of the conversation, and he said he heard, he heard the tail end of the conversation. He used a word that just will make some people just go, I want to slap him upside the head. The name of the innocent has been changed to protect the loved ones. Oh, I wanted to slap him upside the head. But the brother came in here to tell him in the conversation, it's irresponsible of you to say violent movies are the reason for what happened in Colorado. I'm like, dude, calm down. You came in at the tail end of the conversation. What are you basing your judgment on or your conclusion? It's actually irresponsible to make a statement like that, you only caught the end of the conversation. And we all have a reason to defend and protect. I mean, for me, violence is violence. I don't care where it happened. And truly, 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 violent movies, the things that we watch does influence what happens in the world. I mean, that's why Coca-Cola is still doing commercials. Hello? McDonald's, they're still doing commercials. And they keep trying to do different ones. It depends on what show it is, the different audience, the African-American ones, the general one. Can you imagine they say the white audience? I wonder if they say in the marketing field, this is for the white audience. Oh, no, we can't say that. They probably say, that's racist. Interesting. I digress. This is for the Latinos. Would you say that? We need to move beyond that. Now, when I say move beyond that, recognize who we are, our origin, our culture. But when we start squeezing people into a box, I'm digressing, but it's part of the conversation. We miss the essence of who they are. But anyway, back to the point I'm trying to make. The reason Coca-Cola is still doing commercials and all the other people, and I don't mind saying their name today because I just feel I have nothing to prove, only truth to share. It's because they know when you see it on television, when you watch it, when you go out and you're thirsty and he says, obey your thirst, your mind, you get it so many times, yes, I want some Sprite. You're like, why am I even getting Sprite? I don't even drink Sprite. Because it's been recorded in your subconscious mind. So, yes, movies do affect, influence people's minds. So does reading a book of inspiration or whatever. Listen to something. You listen to music. You can listen to some music that will just make you mad. You know? And for what we used to say, my light expression sisters and brothers, black folks can tell you, there's a movie that's, black folks will be like, oh, I went to watch that movie and I'm just mad. I'm just mad. Because there's so much in us that needs to be healed. There's so much in all of us. Let's not fool ourselves. Let's look beyond ethnicity. Let's look beyond color. No, don't look beyond that. Look with it. Look within it. Embrace it and recognize that it's still an expression of God and we are one. And please don't come tell me you don't see color. I tell you, go see a doctor. But anyway, because when people say that, I think, I don't know. I'm not going to say it. I get it. I don't get it. Because generally, I don't hear people go to a garden or what they call those fest when you go to this garden something. They're different ones. They got some in Amsterdam, in England. I think they got some here somewhere. See the flowers. They got different colors, yellow, red, pink, purple, blue, black. Just name it. Colors you don't even have words for. That you don't even know.
You're like, what color is that? It looks like indigo with a little bit of brown. Walk in nature and say, I don't see color. I just see trees. Or when you're eating your salad and you have tomatoes on there, you have avocados on there, you have lettuce on there, you have raisins on there, you have cranberry. That's, that color itself, just people say, ooh, that looks good. Of course you see color. Stop it. Okay. I must need to say that. But anyway, let me go to the book. Yes. See. Open up. See with your inner eye. And see the goodness of life. See the goodness of God. See the goodness of all that is. And when you really open your eyes and you see everything for what it is, your soul will rejoice. Your soul will go, look at the many expressions of me. So, anyway, the brother came in talking about irresponsible. I already addressed that. This is what I want to read from Lisa's book. Woo! Life is good, you know. I want to read this from Lisa's book. And this is how we get to that place when we can fully embody the idea of only sharing truth. And if we share something that is erroneous, we can bring ourselves back into alignment. Now, I'm just going to read two chapters, if I drop everything there, from the chapter, Hospice for Patriarchy. And Lisa writes, perhaps visibility of men's pain have been a missing ingredient our human family has been waiting to see. Perhaps visibility of men as in not just humanity, but man, you know, because we men don't always show our pain. So perhaps visibility of men's pain have been a missing ingredient of our human family. Missing ingredient our human family has been waiting to see. Recognition and acceptance of men's unnamed grief, outrage, helplessness, and guilt is a gift for both genders. This recognition goes hand in hand with acknowledgement of woman's experience, affirming woman as woman rather than as surrogate men. We are all in process, both women and men, as we adjust to the leadership of women rooted in feminine wisdom. We are called to see the truth without judgment, blame, or accusation. Men have been the primary decision makers in positions of institutional power for thousands of years. Their pain is no more or less worthy of being seen than the pain of those who have been in positions of lesser authority or visibility. The future of all of our children relies on our ability to develop more humility, grace, and compassion for ourselves and for one another. The future of all of our children relies on our ability to develop more humility, grace, and compassion for ourselves and for one another. Sit with that, and let's put that to a test. Are you able to develop humility, grace, and compassion for the guy in Colorado, whatever his name is? James something, I think? I can't remember. Can you develop humility, compassion, grace for the person who abused you, for the person who murdered your family member, for the person who's getting in your nerves, for your father who wasn't around, for your mother who wasn't around, for people you believe went out of your way, out of their way to hurt you, to bring you pain? Can you express compassion? And even if the answer is no, even if the answer is I'm trying but it's hard, even if the answer is I don't know how, even if the answer is why should I do that, I ask you, are you willing to be compassionate? Because you know what? When you express compassion, you catch the effect first. You get the benefit of that compassionate energy that you express. And sometimes, if it's difficult to express it to the other, I invite you to express it to yourself. How? If you've been abused, if you've been mistreated, pay attention and listen to yourself. Listen to that inner child. Listen to that inner essence, that innocent self of you, that inner essence. Listen to the pain that you feel. Listen to the child that never felt heard. The child who felt like she had to prove himself. The boy who felt like, you know, he didn't belong, but he had to do what his friends were doing because he didn't want the people to pick on him. Because he was told to man up. Compassion is just being able to listen to yourself. That's part of it. Listening is an act of love. Listening to yourself without judgment. Listen to yourself, how you deal with things, how you deal with contracts, how you deal with business, how you deal with work, what you're good at or not. So just listen to yourself. And until you really learn to do that and be that, be the compassion that you're looking for, be the love that you're looking for, it will be challenging to be loving to others. How do you get there? You get there through your spiritual practice. It's an everyday thing. It's an ongoing thing. That's why we're here. That's why you have the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. That's why you have people writing books. That's why we have Celestial Moments. That's, you know, even Facebook. We create groups because some of us know that even in this painful experience that I'm going through, there's more. There is more. There is more. And I'm standing for that more. And sometimes you feel like you're on the leading edge. It's okay because everybody else will catch up. There was a time where we didn't know what an Android was, but when the iPhone came out, everybody was running around and trying to compete. And now the idea, we can ask ourselves, what would we do before iPhones and iPads and tablets and Androids? There's a company called Square where you can swipe your, because somebody had the insight to create a smartphone, was bold enough to be called silly or whatever, to be different. We can't live on without our smartphone now. Now, somebody said, here's an idea. I can create a gadget that if you plug into your phone, people who are business, small business owners can swipe credit cards on their phone. And then you have companies like PayPal who are sitting on their you-know-what saying, oh, we got the people using PayPal. And then one day they're like, shucks, how come we didn't think about that? Oh, send us an email if you want to know when it comes out. It's like, you're sitting on the job. Are you sitting on the job of your life? Or else you're going to have to catch up. But it's okay, because you've got nothing but time. And speaking of time, it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And I get to drink some water. I get to come back to Earth for a little while, kind of see what you Earthlings are doing. I'm a nutcase, and I embrace all of me. I say yes to how I'm showing up. Teresa, I love you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll get to see what's going on in the chat room. Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And there's so much more. There's so much more. Let me bring Celeste on. Let's see. Can I bring her on? Yes, I can. See, there's so much going on behind the scenes energetically. You know, there's a lot of different vibrations, but don't trip. Just trust. If you're going through something that you don't even understand, you're saying, I'm listening, I'm tuning in, but I don't understand. Like right now, we have a number in here that's showing up twice. I don't understand it, but I don't care. I don't have to understand it. Because sometimes it's best not to understand what's going on. It's just best to understand. Or some people say overstand. It's just best to observe. Yes. Observe life and smile. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I am great. You know, I'm doing Celestial Moment from a different location, and I thought we were going to have a guest appearance by Cleo, my cat. But all is well.
Cleo, okay. Imagine getting Celestial Moment through a cat. I wonder what the totem of a cat is. I know you do. But anyway, let me get out your way.
Hello, but don't even go there. But really, I really want to know what you ate today. And I really
you keep asking that question. You already know it. I don't eat breakfast.
Dude, I don't know though. You want some extra Wheaties. I appreciate it. Because authentically, it's been quite a time. I really want to say Happy New Year to you, though, today. Because we went through a day of no time yesterday. Yeah, I'm not going to go that deep into it.
You can explain. If you say Happy New Year, people go, huh? You can explain.
I know.
Okay.
You can Google it, though. You can Google it. Because
explain
you know,
it. Give them something.
Explain
and
it.
And that gives me time to read the chat room. That gives me time to read the chat room. Explain.
It's Thursday, huh? It's our weekend. Like, I know everything. I'm just aware of it. And I was graciously made aware of it by Tamara Spiritual Midwife, who, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but energetically, family. Hi, family. Energetically, like yesterday, my phone kept hanging up. And, you know, I know we've grown past it. It's Mercury retrograde. We don't say that over here. All is well. But energetically, there were just really weird things happening. And I finally, after the end of the show, was talking to Tamara's spiritual midwife, and she goes, I got to make fun of her since she's not on the line. She goes, sister, you know what it is today? I know what's going on with the phones and everything. And I'm like, what? And she goes, it's a day of no time. And I went, oh, and that's on the Mayan calendar. And it's basically a day where people got together yesterday, and it was all this intense energy for cleansing the earth. I know Don Wolf Flacco went to an event yesterday where, you know, everybody got together, they ate food, there was music. It was a really powerful time to connect. So today, it's like the beginning of a new year, and that's how I'm walking into my life. And I just felt like you must have partied last night because you sound great.
Well, I was partying with my ancestors, my spirit guide, and I'm just listening. So, all right, it's a new day. Let's do something amazing. So that's my breakfast.
Right?
I get to
eat spirit. Oh, I love that. That's another show. But, no, it's absolutely wonderful. You can totally Google it, and clearly the energy remains. And I really, really love being here with my family and hearing about the sister in Saudi Arabia and other people. Oh, they have to do this. Rebecca and Teresa and Tam Tam, all of you, you know, who allow us to post on your show, who post the show on your walls. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We couldn't do it without you. We really appreciate you getting the word out. Now, I've given all that love. For Saggy, I never give you a shout-out. We don't do those, though, sweetie. But
we don't do shout-outs. Be careful. We don't do shout-outs. But if we did.
Okay, I'm done now.
If we did.
We would definitely shout-out to everybody in the chat room, everybody on the phone lines. Love you. And now I'm done. Am I free to fly now while you can go do your thing?
Fly, black butterfly. I know that would mess you up. Now you're going to start thinking butterfly transformation. And no, that's not what I want. Okay, go ahead. Do your thing.
Get out of my lane. There you go, using your intuitive gifts. All right, family. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift in trust. You will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Thursday, July 26, 2012. Add the date and you get 2045. Add 2045 and the energy of the day equals 11. 11 is a master number, and we get double the pleasure when we tap into it. 11 will also give us some tools for mastery when we pay attention. 11 can show up as strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. In Mother Peace Tarot, strength shows up as 11 and is astrologically connected to Leo. 11 is also the moose in the medicine cards, and the moose reminds us to love out loud with our grounded self-esteem. The 11th card in the Black Angel cards is the healer. And with compassionate love directed toward ourselves, we do not become overburdened in our soul mission work. The 11th letter of the alphabet is K, and words like king, karma, and kaleidoscope connect us to the magical power of 11. Now today, for a special treat, we're going to put the spotlight on the frog of the medicine cards. The frog's number is not 11. It's actually 38, but when you add 3 plus 8, you get 11. So here we go. Sing, frog, sing. Call the rains. Quench the dryness. Cleanse the earth, then fill me up again. Frog medicine is akin to water energy. Frog teaches us to honor our tears, for they cleanse the soul. Water is best understood from the perspective of the womb, and the frog has its own series of transformation that we get to learn from as well. From tadpole to a frog is not an easy journey. And they may get to connect with their own lily pad in the pond. They even have their own sacred song to call out for help. Their rivets are said to call out to thunder beings of thunder, lightning, and rain to cleanse and replenish the earth with water. So when you sense you are out of alignment, focus on the energy of the frog. Take a break and allow yourself to bathe in the waters. Frog medicine reminds you to get in touch with you. This could mean a long, relaxing bath, disconnecting the phone, yelling stop, or taking in deep cleansing breaths. Following the path of the frog is strong medicine and clears wasteful energy. Then you have more time to enjoy your life as well as master it. And that's the story of 11 through our friend, the frog of the medicine cards. All is well. I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we need to have a good cry.
Yeah.
So we can cleanse our soul and allow our tears to carry us through our own emotions. Yeah, I like that. Thank you, thank you,
Celeste.
Good. I appreciate
you. My pleasure.
You.
Have
life
fun.
Is good as hell. I will. That's what I'm committed to. Having fun while we heal. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for all you do, my friend. You don't have anything to prove. Only truth to share. You believe that? And it's an ongoing thing. We're going to take a call in a minute. But just think about that. And here's things that can support you. I share one, and then I come to the rest, and they will take a call. You go to Glenda. What are you passionate about? What are you passionate about? And whatever that is, how often do you get to play passionate? Play passionately. That's what I'm trying to say. How often do you get to express your passion? When you create a space and a place to be passionate, to express your passion, that as well becomes part of the healing, because that passion is you tapping into the essence of who you are. There's so much fire, and that fire will burn up all the erroneous thoughts, will burn up all the thoughts about not good enough, low self-esteem, insecurities, and all that other BS. The fire of passion will make you new, will cleanse you. And if you start saying, well, I'm passionate, but I don't have time, what you're doing is I don't know what you're doing, but what I do know is you're doing yourself a disservice. I can say that. Because you are here to release your passion. In order to make something new, there needs to be an ending to something. What are you passionate about? How are you expressing it? Are you giving yourself excuses for why you can't live out your passion? Passion, purpose, it doesn't matter. Because when you do that, you will see life differently. Your soul will come alive. It's like, ooh, look at you. You want to live your passion. Oh, I got something for you. You ain't seen nothing yet. I got something for you. But you ain't ready for this. You ain't ready for what I got for you. So when you go to sleep, you have a dream and you're like, wow. And your soul says, now that your conscious mind is asleep, let me drop this into your, let me awaken this in your consciousness. So when you wake up, you're not even sure if it was a dream or if you're alive or whatever. You don't even know. I'm not sure if I was dreaming or if it actually happened. And then you find yourself living it out. And when you live from a place of passion, you really know
You can't even, there's no point debating. There's nothing to prove, only truth to share. And I want to hear what my sister has to say, my sister Glenda. How are you doing, Sister Glenda?
I'm
Sister
doing
Glenda,
well,
praise
thank
the Lord,
you.
Sister Glenda.
Oh, Dave, can you hear me?
Oh, loud and clear.
Okay. I think I took a page from your book, Ade. I have become like, well, I always was a multitasker, but the things that I'm doing while I'm listening is like, whoa, wait a minute. I felt compelled to share something from one of my cards. So can I do that?
Sure. Go ahead.
This is from the Mayan Oracle. I was listening to Celestial Moment, and I just, you know, felt compelled to pull this card. So I'm going to read this, a part of the description. The card that I picked is called Ix, and it says, the embodiment of integrity, Ix acts that all tools, all power, and all abilities be lovingly filtered through the intentions of the divine. In that light, a statement of empowerment for a magician such as you is the following. As a wise instrument for the divine, I set myself free of my past and walk into the future now. With integrity, I stand in the light in alignment with divine will. I know that whatever serves the larger vision also serves me, and I act in alignment with the knowing. I understand that all things are possible, and from that knowledge brings my innate magicianship and humility. My clear presence magnifies to include all abilities that appear magical to limited consciousness. I am complete. All of myself dances around the center of my being. In alignment with cosmic consciousness, I stand in unmarred correspondence with the original condition of the light. Woo! it's even rocking me because I wasn't, you know, I was listening and I was multitasking and I wasn't planning to call, and then something said, woo, go get those cards and pull it. If this is, it feels like a new year. It feels like something. I was trying to put my finger on it, too. Yesterday, I was very discombobulated, you know. Yesterday and the day before, losing things, then finding them, things working, then not working. And today, I woke up before I even heard you talk, and I said, whew, clear, focus, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm, you know, I was feeling overwhelmed because I had all these tasks, but I woke up like, I'm doing this, clear. It's going to happen. I'm in control. So I just wanted to share, you know, I find it very amazing when you listen to cards from different decks and then they're in harmony, you know. So I thank you and I thank Celeste and I thank everybody's energy because I don't look at these cards too much, but, you know, we are in the age that the Mayans predicted, aren't we? So I decided.
Let me ask you why you don't look at it too much. Why did you say that?
I'm setting myself up, but I'm going to answer the question.
Yep, I'm always listening. Don't play with me.
Okay,
I am powerful.
Okay, okay.
I'm listening to every word.
I am a reader. This is true. Yes, and I have various decks.
Mm-hmm.
Here is what my intellectual surface mind is going to give you as an answer. That right now, I'm really busy with working on my physical body, working on an online instructor's position that I've had for almost 6 months, and then I'm working on a personal project. So my surface mind says that I don't consult the cards because in my daily breathing and, you know, tuning in, that's enough. But I'm listening to myself. I'm like, oh, wow, are they going to let me have it now?
She's bracing herself.
Because I just gave you all the information. Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Well,
I have nothing to prove, only truth to share. You already have the answer. And you know what came up for you, so you're already beating yourself up. It would be really wrong for me to do that. But, gal, if he's working for you, do something about it. That's all I got
to
say.
Yeah, well, it's happening. It's, you know what's interesting, and I'm going to, you know, hang up, that I made a step. I went 2 days ago. I went to an herbal shop in the East Village in New York. That's kind of like a magical journey. There's these little spots, even in crazy New York City, where there's all of this light and wonder that you kind of like step back in time. And by going there to get some stuff for myself, it became a whole like the divine just poured forth through me. Because the person that was selling me the herbs ended up asking me some questions where then I was doing like a reading on the spot. So I think, you know, what's happening is that I'm just allowing it to come out. And it's coming out sometimes. If I have the cards, I can go to the cards. But the new part is it's coming out without the cards, which, you know, we are the oracle. So I just allow myself that if I'm presented, maybe before I would say, well, you got to come to me or call me, you know, make an appointment. You know, now I just speak the truth. And that's I noticed that within the past few days.
So when you pull the card, it does work for you. It brings you clarity.
When I pull the cards, you know, it's almost like I had someone tell me a long time ago that I didn't really need the cards, that I could do it. This was like years ago, that I could just do it just by being. And I, you know, I was like, okay. When I pull the cards, they're like and I, you know, they're like, they bring clarity. They bring, I don't want to say they're like toys or tools.
You can call it a toy or tool. Nobody's in there. Life is
a
playground.
I mean, of course, we all are connected to that grand inner knowing. But I think that the oracles, using oracles, whether they're cards, tea leaves, shells, whatever they are, I guess you could say it's kind of like brings the energy into dance.
Let me tell you, this is the only thing I'll say if someone wants to talk to you. You don't have anything to prove, only truth to share.
Okay.
If it's working for you, you don't have to explain, justify. We say God is all there is. God is everywhere, even omnipresent. So everything is an expression of God. If he helps you get closer to God, do it.
And
you don't
that's
have to
it.
Prove nothing.
That's right.
You don't have to prove nothing and nothing to nobody.
That is true. So there,
it's about
there
your relationship with God. It's about what brings you peace. So, yes, of course, we can all tap in, but sometimes we need to pull a card. Sometimes we need to read a book. Sometimes we need to do this. Sometimes we need to do that. Does that make you less spiritual or less soulful or less spirit? Please, go sit down somewhere. You can go to the trees and look at the tree and get your message. You can go and look at the cloud and see the face of God. Let's take a call. You got your reader sister, your celestial sister joining you. Hey, Celestial Life.
Glenda, I'm so tired of you. I'm going to tell you why.
Ooh,
on October, yes, I'm going to tell you why I'm tired of you, Glenda Springer.
Mm-hmm.
On April, because I'm also an archivist besides being a reader. On April 21st, 2011, excuse me, Glenda dropped a card on me, on all of us, because it was just in alignment and she felt compelled. And it was connected to body wisdom, intuition. It had an orangish color, and it was really connected to the sacral chakra. I never really got to publicly thank you for it that day or to thank you for the gift you dropped on me today because I needed everything you said. So I love you, love you, love you. Please drop your cards. Please drop them. And no, you don't need them just like we all don't. But everything, yes, I've got more gifts for you. And there's also a celestial moment that's kind of dedicated to you on your birthday if you go back and check it out. I was thinking about you. Okay, you got all that. I'm done. Life Coach Today can have his show back. Don't play with me, Glenda. I see you.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste. Glenda, you don't have anything to prove. Just share the truth. Just share the truth. And then we're going to take a call in a minute. You know, I asked earlier before I brought Glenda along, what are you passionate about? What are your gifts?
What do you have to offer to this planet? Sometimes when we're proving up, when we're trying to prove ourselves, it's because we know inside of us we're not showing up completely. Because we know we're not revealing ourselves, so we try and go around trying to prove a point. Well, you don't understand my life. There isn't that. It doesn't matter. Just do it. Because we all have something to offer. And whatever it is, if it's cards, if it's just being able to pray for somebody, if it's just being able to just listen, if it's writing a book, if it's, it's offering a space for somebody to stay for a week. That can be a little bit more challenging, but just know it's just like, listen, it's just a week, okay? But here's the thing, especially when it comes to that, since I went there. Like, would you having somebody stay in your house, make sure you get clarity. Oh, that can take us somewhere else. But what I'm really saying is that nothing comes to your life if you don't need it. You know, everything that comes into your life is by vibration alignment, really. So anything that you're dealing with, that you're going through and growing through, is it you are vibrating that energy. Now, you can say, man, I'm enjoying your show, but when you said that, I don't know. I'm about to go do something else. See, it becomes a problem when you judge what you're experiencing, when you criticize what you're experiencing. Now, I know it is hard. I know sometimes it's challenging. But if you, as I was saying earlier about this place of compassion, Glenda was saying, I know Ida's going to let me have it. It's going to let me have it. And for those of you who are new listening to my show, I am told that I have my coaching approach is a slap and a kiss. My my old coach, this is Betty, used to say, when she first told me, I was like, what you mean? I don't know. I'm a lover. I don't slap people. Never. I care about humanity. She said, what you do is when people do the stuff, you slap them with your words and it's like, ooh, and then you start feeling dizzy. And she said, just before they catch that you slap them, you just give them a hug and come up with something so loving. I'm like, me? No, I don't do that. But yes, my approach is a slap and a kiss. The slap is to wake you up so you can hear the truth that I'm about to download in your consciousness. Because if you're sleepwalking and you ask me a question and you're not awake, I'm going to waste my time and yours. I got to slap you, wake you up, say, here's the truth. But it's all about love. Truth has a way of slapping us and waking us up. But anyway, Glenda said, I know I'm going to let me have it. But for the most part, we are hard on our own selves. We are slapping our own selves. We've been so hard. So when Glenda said that, it's like, no. That would be wrong of me to do that, because we already know. And when the more we are at peace with what we are feeling, no matter how we're showing up, then we can be at peace with the choices we're making. We can be at peace with where we are. We can be at peace and still trying to master a spiritual principle. And we don't have to judge ourselves. We should do this, we should do that, we should do this, we should do that, we should do this, we should do that. No. There's nothing you should do. There's nothing you have to do. Basically, at the end of the day, everything you do is a choice. Okay, you might say you don't have a choice. Even that's a choice. Choosing to allow yourself to believe that you don't have a choice. But really, everything we do is a choice. And you can empower yourself by flipping that and saying, from this day forth, everything I do is a choice, or everything I don't do is a choice. I'm going to bed without doing the dishes. I'm choosing to not do the dishes. I'm choosing to be angry. I'm choosing to be happy. I'm choosing to be mad. I'm choosing to be pissed. I'm choosing to give them a piece of my mind rather than, they pissed me off. Oh, I just couldn't take it anymore. I had to let them have it. No. It was a choice. How do you choose to show up today? Your choice. Would it set humanity free? Would it set you free? Or would it keep us more in bondage? Are you willing to be the light? Are you willing to show up as the light? And because you know that the light can extinguish the light, or the darkness can extinguish the light, there's nothing to fear. I'm going to take a call, and then we'll do some. We have some conversation about forgiveness. We're walking around with too much pain, so much shame and guilt. And some of us are so joyful when we show up in the community, in society, at work. We're loving. People come to us for advice, and we go home, and then we're crying, we're in tears, we're depressed. And then next morning we wake up and trying to show, be that voice, be that person. But deep down we're crying, we're hurting. It's time to forgive. It's time to forgive. When you forgive, you forget the love that you deserve. And life truly is forgiven. Life is forgiven. When you give life, you receive more of life. Life is God. Life is love. When you forgive, you forget love. You get love. You receive love. It comes back to you, and you feel free, and you can take flight, and you say, I don't have anything to prove. Only truth to share. My brother, Don Wolf, what do you have to share with us today? How are you? It's been a while.
It has been a while. I wanted to tell you, Adane, there is no husband that can go to sleep without washing the dishes if he has a wife in the house. I'll correct you on that one.
What's going to happen if he does?
You might nod off, but you're going to be waking up some point during that night with a finger that's going to stab you and a stare that will take all the sleep out of your eyes.
Well, but you
it's
know
in the Bible.
But
you know there are probably some young husband, some young man who doesn't know this, who's going to take your word and run with it, and he's going to get in trouble. I had to stand in the place of these young cats because they don't know.
But here's the thing. No, we'll check this out. There's some people, some adults are saying, what does he mean by a husband going to bed without doing dishes? I don't do dishes. That's a woman's job. Even that is a shift in culture.
Oh.
But anyway.
The guy, cats that talk like that, they say that in public. I've been to their houses. I can talk trash all day long, but I come home, and you're going to hear a lot of meow.
You get scratched.
There's a word. When you become a patient in a hospital or you become a man in a marriage, there is an operative word in both places, and that word is compliance.
Is it got a universal code?
It's a word. That's the universal word, compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Something you said earlier, I wanted to read something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I got to put my reading glasses on.
extended eyes.
Yeah, I'm sitting. I got them on the bridge of my nose, and I'm sitting in my office. My cat is sprawled out on the floor in the doorway, in the threshold, guarding and watching over me.
Mm.
I have some good cigars for later on, and I got a nice thing of orange juice that's chilled just right. I had a good reading from Celeste, and I enjoyed hearing her chastise somebody else other than me. Oh man, I got away with that one. Oh, let me enjoy that for a moment. Just you and I enjoy that, because I'm gonna catch it later.
I'm just staying out of that vibration. Go ahead.
No, don't leave me. I don't want to be alone.
No, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm sensitive. I'm vulnerable. I don't want to get involved in other people's stuff. You know, you can be gentle with me.
Oh boy. I'm alone. I shouldn't have said anything because she knows where I live, and she knows Jan too. Oh, geez, she knows Jan's cell phone number.
Yeah, my brother's in trouble.
Let me read this.
But you know what? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Before you read this, and for everybody else who may be thinking, "Oh my God, I'm going to be in trouble when I get home with my wife, with my husband, with my mate, with my partner," you can just say, "Listen, I don't have anything to prove. Only truth to share." You know?
No, if Jan was here, I'd be talking the same way. You can sit right here, I'll be saying the same thing.
Okay, go ahead, read what you got for us.
Yeah, okay, here it is. This is a piece. Something you said, I went through my library and found this. And there were two brothers, two men that brought that designer Versace to the United States, and I had the privilege of getting to know them, and they opened up a Versace store up at Chevy Chase, and the work I was doing at the time allowed me to get to know these two guys, and these cats were elegant. And one of them was this black man. He was part Seminole Indian. This brother was big, muscular. He was so elegant. My God, he was elegant. And they had two employees that worked with him. And the requirement, it seemed, for that position was elegance. They wore Versace's clothes all the time, and they introduced me to that world because I went in there one day, and I asked them, What separates his clothes from everyone else? And these, not only were these people good to look at, male and female, but they were gracious and gentle. And Alicia was the only woman that worked in there. And Alicia was half English and half American, and she had this beautiful white porcelain skin. She had very moist eyes that were gentle and compassionate, and her hands moved the same way that violin solos move when they hold those very long notes.
I just love the way you're describing this conversation. It's like you're just delicious. It's like you're describing food. Well, go ahead, give it to us.
It's coming. I'm remembering it. And she took time. Her and her coworker took time, and they showed me fine nuances and details in the way that Versace did clothes. And what they did was transported me into the vision of Versace and how he looked at clothes on people's bodies in relationship to wind and movement and the cities that people lived in who bought his clothes. And so I had to move judgment away. Now, I was a corporate concierge, and I was right next door to them, and they had this big bay window between the two that separate us. There was a marble wall, and in the back between the buildings, there was this big bay window. So everyone in this building that I was in, if they came off the elevators, if they made a left or a right, they were going to look right into the Versace store. And we got very close. We shared a lot. And around the time that I was going to leave and go somewhere else to do what I do, or what I did back then, they gave me a parting gift, and they gave me two of the perfumes that Versace had, but they were giving it to me because they were honoring my spirit. And the reason I'm sharing this is because I have a feeling there's somebody out there who has to hear this story. And one of the gifts they gave me was a book called Earth Medicine by Jamie Sams. And Alicia wrote a note in there, and she told me to turn to read page 33. And when I read these words, tears came to my eyes. And I went back in there, and I gave her a warm hug that I remember to this day, because what she returned to me, the reciprocation of what I felt, it went back and forth between us, and a bond was created or intensified between the five of us at that moment. And this is what was on page 33. It's titled Creating a Safe Space. And Jamie Sams wrote all the words in this book. Some people have a talent for creating sacred space where others feel the comfort, natural safety they embrace. Welcomed by the openness where no judgments reside, the implicit trust of feeling in a heart that's open wide, this rare living treasure is a confidant and friend whose honor is impeccable, on whose word we can depend. This person is a wisdom keeper who defends every sacred space through loyalty and acceptance, the remembered gifts of grace. One of the greatest gifts of a wisdom keeper, the clan mother of the second moon cycle to humankind, is the understanding of non-threatening safe space. Learning to honor the truth has many ways to teach us about authentic friendship. When we create a safe space for others, we have tapped the remembering, which teaches us that the external safe space we can create for others reflects our internal safe space, which has eliminated negative judgments. Is it time to look at someone you know who has these gifts and use that person as your role model? These words made tears come to my eyes. Unbeknownst to me, this was given to me in January of 2001. Sometime in the summer time, I began to have dark dreams. I kept seeing these bricks that were toppled violently, these huge building blocks, and I was trapped in them. It was dusty. It was smelling other people, and I was suffocating with the smell of granite and sand, and I was terrified, and I was afraid. This one, every night I dreamt it. During the day, I felt heavy, ominous weight sit on me, and I would tell my wife, because I couldn't tell anyone else, something's about to happen. I told my boss, something happened. I kind of rest myself. And sometime around July or August, all the crows disappeared. And the birds that followed around, they just vanished from this area. And I knew something was coming. And then September 11 came, and all that weight disappeared because I had been seeing it for months and months. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I could do, because being a diplomatic son, I knew all the reasons why that happened at that moment. But the fear hit me, not because I was afraid, but it came from other people. And a white girl fell on my shoulder, and she cried, and she said, "Mr. Woods, I'm afraid because no one is telling the truth." And I told her the truth about what was happening. And then I altered the space around me, and I created sacred space. In that space, in that horrible time for other people, every time they walk into my presence, this thing would descend upon them, and I created that space. I'm telling this not because to brag. I'm talking about a skill set that is within many people.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be done under the worst and the best circumstances for these times and times to come. That's the only thing I wanted to say to you.
Yes. Thank you. I'm going to give you a new title, The Medicine Man. The Medicine Man.
That goes to old people. I'm too young.
No, you're too young, but you're wise and you're old soul. So I'm giving you a title, like it or not.
Yeah.
That's the only point I got. Thank you. It is really
all right, brother.
To take the spaces. I appreciate you, Gregory Donald. The man with many names. All right, my brother. Peace and blessing. Yes, indeed. I was talking about forgiveness before Don Wolf came on. Yes. And it's challenging to create a sacred space if you haven't embodied forgiveness, if you haven't cleaned out your own mess, if you haven't kind of addressed your own stuff. You know, because, and then sometimes you can still create a sacred space, even while you've got your own stuff going on. If you but acknowledge it. If you but acknowledge it. You don't have to be a holy man, a holy woman, a man of God, a man. We're all holy, and we're all man and woman of God. All of us. Are you willing to be the place and the space where healing happens? Here's something from A Course in Miracles, Lesson 62. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. It is your forgiveness that will bring the world out of darkness to the light. It is your forgiveness that lets you recognize the light in which you see. Forgiveness is a demonstration that you are the light of the world. Through your forgiveness, does the truth about yourself return to your memory? Therefore, in your forgiveness lies your salvation. Illusions about yourself and the world are one. That is why all forgiveness is a gift to yourself. Your goal is to find out who you are, having denied your identity by attacking creation and its creator.
Now you are learning how to remember the truth. For this attack must be replaced by forgiveness, so that thoughts of life may replace thoughts of death. Remember that in every attack you call upon your own weakness, while each time you forgive, you call upon your strength of Christ in you. Do you not then begin to understand what forgiveness will do for you? It will remove all sense of weakness, strain, and fatigue from your mind. It will take away all fear and guilt and pain. It will restore the invulnerability and the power God gave His Son to your awareness. Forgiveness. And here's something. How do you get there? It's an everyday journey. Here's a song and some words of wisdom to support you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. And just sit with that. Forgiveness. Who do you need to forgive today? Maybe it's you. As a matter of fact, I go out on a limb and say it is you, because true forgiveness is self-forgiveness.
When we rediscover love, it will be like discovering fire for the second time.
I'm tired of the guilt that brings me pain. Now is the time for me to let go of the shame past behind me. I see a new, yes, I'm ready for my change. Now I'm ready, oh Lord, for my change. I forgive me, forgive me, I forgive everything.
Yes, yes, yes. I am ready for my change. Are you ready for your change? Ooh, everything that you are holding on, are you ready to let it go? Everything that you've held on to, to prop yourself up, to make you look a certain kind of way, make you look like a vegetarian, to make you look like somebody who spent time in nature. But really what you want to do is get that steak and say, I like it medium raw. But because you're with your spiritual friends, you're like, can I have a salad, please? With a little bit of chicken. I mean, tofu chicken. And your friend's like, chicken? I meant tofu. You know, I had this word. Everything that you've been holding on to, are you ready to let it go? Beautiful song by the Agape Choir, written by Tim McAfee Lewis, to find out about it, to see what he's doing, showing out. He just expresses God in a whole unique way. You can feel the energy, that vibration moving through him. Every part of his body vibrates. Go to agapelive.com, agapelive.com. I forgive me.
Everything that I have been holding on to, I let go right now. Every judgment, every criticism, I let it go. If it comes back up again, I let it go. If I get an email that triggers it, I let it go. If a family member says, you think you're all that, and I remember, and I let it go. Spiritual growth and transformation is about letting go. It's not about gaining anything else. The information that we're learning, the things we're reading in the book, the shows you listen to, the life classes that we attend, the Oprah's Wisdom, the Yana Van Zandt conversation, Ask Life Coach at a radio show, is simply catalyst to remind us, just as we talked about the cards. Everything in life can teach us a lesson. I got a glass of water here. We all know about, is a glass half empty or half full? Well, for me, the glass is always half full. Well, I'm a kind of half empty kind of guy. You know, I call it as it is. What are you talking about? The glass is always full. Always full. There's water in it and there's air in it. And the more water I drink out of it, like right now, watch. Now there's more air. When I finish drinking out the water, it's filled with air. The glass is always full. The question is, how are you seeing? How are you interpreting what you're seeing? Do you think something is missing? Well, that thought itself takes you to a place of experiencing lack. How do we get there? We can't do it with that intellectual mind, you know. I mean, getting ready to release the show. We can't do it with the conscious mind. You can think. Yes, we talk about you create with your thoughts, but you also have to be aware that your conscious mind only have 5% power. 5-10 the most. Your subconscious mind is the one that's just like got the message. So the work is to work with your vibration and your alignment to allow yourself to become still. So if there's something that you're holding on to that you don't want to let go, but you know you want to let it go, but you just take time to meditate. Take time to be still. To listen. What am I listening to? Just listen. But am I going to hear a voice? Just listen. What is he going to tell me? Just listen. What if I don't like what he says? Just listen. Just listen. When I find it hard to get still, shut up, just listen. But you know, when I get still, my thoughts start running rampant, just shut it all up and listen. Because when you become a practitioner of silence, you will be able to identify the voice of God without confusion. You'll be having a conversation and you'll be able to talk and ask Spirit, ask God, the Divine One, your intuition. Check in while you're having a conversation. And your intuitive self, your gut self tells you, no, say no to that. Say this. Don't even respond. When you do your work, if you're in an argument, if you're in a disagreement, if you're somebody just so feel so strong about what they believe in, and you can say, okay, God, is this something I need to respond to? And the voice will say, no, leave it alone, or not now. You will hear it, but you've got to develop the muscle. You've got to develop your inner ear to hear the voice, because the voice of God is always broadcasting. The question is, are you listening? No, actually not are you listening. Are you tuned in? That's what meditation does. Are you tuned in? Are you tuned in to the God frequency? Are you tuned in to the God wavelength? Are you tuned in to God FM? Frequency magnificent, frequency multiplied. Are you tuned in? And in that place, when you tune in and you listen to the voice of God, you feel a certain kind of thing just rising up inside of you. And you find yourself saying, I am so grateful. I am so grateful for my life. I'm grateful for my partner, my loved ones, my children, my neighbors. I'm thankful for my job. I'm thankful for my car, even though I have to jump start it every morning. I'm thankful for my car. I drive a stick so I have to park on the hill. I'm grateful that I have a car. I'm grateful that I got to go on transportation and I can know what time. I have a timetable to know what time the bus is going to show up. I'm grateful that the trains are running. My life. I'm grateful for my life. That's when you allow the prayer to pray you. And in that moment, you get to forgive everything that you were holding on to right to the top. And you can look at it. You can embrace it with the eyes of love, with the eyes of God. You can look at people who hurt you. And you could be like one of the master teachers, JC. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They think they're hurting me, but they're hurting themselves. And now I step into the power of forgiveness and I allow myself to know that I am one with the Father, that I'm one with the One, that I'm one with love. So I check myself if I think they're doing something to me. Father, forgive them, for they know what they do. Oh, not what they do. That's a prayer. It's like you standing in truth. So I tap into the God consciousness. That clearly that person doesn't know what they're doing. They don't know they're hurting me because they're hurting. But because they don't know and I'm hurt right now, I just need to do my work. That's what the world is looking for. The world needs compassionate people, loving people, not people who know everything. Not people who can aggie you down because they got letters and labels and stuff behind their names. That's irrelevant. Who cares about that? You can have letters behind your name and you aren't talking. You ain't talking stuff, okay? You ain't saying stuff, okay? I'm choosing, my dear sister friend, who wants me to go ahead and say it. You ain't saying nothing. But you know, you can listen to somebody who's never been to school, who doesn't have a qualification, who is illiterate, and they'll say something in the most loving, simple way, and you're like, wow, thank you. And sometimes it could be the people that you've judged and thought you're above. All is well, you know. We need to stop fighting. We need to stop fighting ourselves and live our passions. Take time to be still. Learn what we're learning. If there's something that you're learning, learn it. If there's something that you learned that's not working for you, unlearn it. Sometimes it's hard because some of those things, they come like an oak tree. They take hold of your consciousness. I know I need to let this go, but it's hard. Just be gentle with yourself. You don't have anything to prove. It's all been proven already that everything that was created is good and very good. So nothing else needs to be proven. It's already done. All you've got to do is be the answered prayer. And we're here to support you in your growth experience. LifeCoachAda.com, LifeConversationsMedia.com, and all the guests, everything we do. And I pray knowing that today you have been changed. You are born again. Born again means just changing your mind. Changing your mind. Returning. Repent means to turn around. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve you. And allow the love to be given back to you. Be loved. That's what we hear. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. Eastern today. Make sure you tune in. I'll be back on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern, with Dr. Charles Richards, talking about the psychology of wealth. Life is good. It's getting better. Thank you for showing up. TGIF. Thank God I am free. Thank God I am free. Those of you on the listening online won't be able to hear this song. I'm going to play this song. Leanne Womack. I hope you dance. I'm out of here. Dance, you're here to dance with life so you can experience your abundance. See you on Monday. I love you. I'm out. I hope you dance. You better.
happens above more than just a passing moment. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you can. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.